Now, I don't want this to be a sports show. We got a whole station for that.
Yeah.
But the idea is you got to be named on, what, 85% of the ballots?
75%.
All right, 75% of the ballots. Okay. And then we have stories about this is their fourth attempt to get in.
Right.
Well, why are they better next year?
Oh, that's always been a question. You know, why are they? Yeah, what did they do in the last year to, you know, to make you vote for them now that you didn't vote for them last year?
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
What, he was out feeding the poor on street corners? Let's put him in the Baseball Hall of Fame? And again.
Yeah.
One more time, it's baseball is just outdated in so many ways. Professional baseball.
Well, next year is going to be really interesting because Bonds and Clemens and...
Yeah. No, it's not.
And
no.
Tosa and all no. that. First year of eligibility.
Yeah, they just won't make it.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So what they do is they have the basic one, and then they have, a veterans...
They've got a veterans. They've got a broadcaster. Yeah.
Right. What they'll finally do is they'll come up with a Royd board later on. Like in 20 years, they'll have the Royd board, and then they'll put them all
right.
in there. So do that. Okay, for all you Mad Men people, I know Chase Murphy is one of them. Mad Men is finally coming back to TV after a year and a half on the shelf. John Hamm was on Friday's installment of the podcast Doug Loves Movies with Doug Benson and said AMC should be picking up season 5 beginning March 25.
That's what I've heard.
But declined to say anything further than that. Reportedly, Hamm will be directing that one.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see how all that works. Okay. Most recent one was probably a whole bunch of football fans from the Bayou State yesterday, but who among us has not spoken or at least yelled at our TV from time to time? Have you done that before?
Mm-hmm. I've been known to try to get over it, but happens.
Talking to the TV usually is a sign of extreme agitation, mental instability, or...
I like the second one.
Yeah. Loneliness, but let's go with mental instability. Yeah. LG Electronics. Set to make it a more rational behavior this year with a range of TVs that respond to speech. This is coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show, Las Vegas. We're going to be hearing a lot about all these new cutting-edge type things. The
gadgets.
Company will sell a remote with a high-end flat-panel TV that contains a microphone. You can speak into the microphone to enter text on the TV for Twitter updates and web searches. You will not be able to change the channel or control the volume by yelling at your remote.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah.
So
it won't help your team play any better either.
No, that's also true. It won't make them hold on to the football or make the catch. Smart TVs have been around for a few years, but two things are holding them back. One, the conventional TV remote is a hopeless tool when it comes to web browsing. How many buttons do you have on your remote? I was looking at that the other day. I mean, I had like 73 buttons on there. I don't even know what they mean. I don't even know what they mean.
Yeah, you don't use them all.
Yeah, there are like 5 buttons on there I know how to use, and the rest of them that...
I know more than that.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. You got your favorites button. Do you not use your favorites button?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
You'd have to... You got to program in the favorites, right?
Yeah, you got to program in the favorites, but if you don't like, you know, searching through the whole menu to get the channel you want, there you go.
Chase Murphy smacks of effort.
Mm-hmm. I was leaving it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
It smacks of initial effort.
Yeah.
But once you do that effort, then it eliminates effort.
Yeah.
That you're smacking of otherwise.
Yeah, because after all, it's
the
television. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello.
Yeah, this is... a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
Happy New Year.
25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is...
What?
The two guys talking
Scott and Chase.
laughing at their jokes and stuff. Just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's not going to be that way every morning. I'd like to have it on WTAW, don't worry about calling me back.
No.
I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just
We hope you're gathered together today.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah. A little Maroon 5.
Yeah.
It's for you, sweetheart.
You know you're old when they start doing songs about you.
Make it okay. I swear I'll behave.
How you doing, hon? You feeling the burn on that, huh? Come on. See? Yeah. I can just see you on the Stairmaster. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a catchy song.
It is. That's why I played it, to put that little bug in your ear.
There you go.
Yeah. It's called Moves Like Jagger's Maroon 5. All right, there you go. 7:43. We hadn't done that. You know, it's been, well, you know, during the holidays, you start getting loaded up on sweets, and the last thing you want to do is actually start jiggling your body for fear something will break loose.
Or you'll realize you're in front of a mirror.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whoa, what's that? Anyway, so we thought we'd kind of
Fat guy's really let himself go. Oh,
yeah, wait. That's it. So we thought we'd give you a week, you know, into the new year and now, but it's time
to get back.
Time to get going. In Orlando, police arrested a 25-year-old for writing "Justice equals liberty" on the sidewalk in chalk.
Oh.
25-year-old was an Occupy protester, but just before Christmas, police arrested Tom Osmer for, quote, writing or painting advertising matter on streets or sidewalks. He's using chalk! I mean, you can go into, I believe, a local toy store, and you can actually buy...
sidewalk chalk.
You can buy giant sidewalk chalk. I mean, you really can.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. It's nothing pressing, but... I'd like to ask you to please quit playing music on talk radio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Believe me, nothing on this show is pressing. Hello?
Moan.
Speaking of jiggling things loose, I jumped on a trampoline for the first time in 20 years last week.
Yeah, that hurt.
You found out how young you're not, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you fall into
God, my knee hurt.
That's right. He's still stuck in the spring.
Yeah. Hell. Oh. Yeah, so anyway, so they arrest this guy.
Is there anything that screams broken limbs faster than a trampoline?
Than a trampoline. Well,
but no, now they have those kind of enclosures. Isn't that supposed to make it safe?
Yeah, it's like a bouncy playpen now.
So now you're a pinball all of a sudden.
I remember. Yeah, back in the old trampoline days when you used to do the 1.5 flip. Now it's the bottom drop and that's about it.
Yeah, right? And you just hope you bounce back out.
And again, for oldsters, the farm patch, you know where that is.
Right.
Then the street that runs next to the farm patch is Pleasant Street. And then across Pleasant Street is the block, so right there across the street from Chicken Oil Company. That used to be a place where you could go and bounce on trampolines.
Really?
I want to say that there were 9 trampolines there, maybe 12. Okay. And you would go in and you would pay money and you would have a timed amount of time that you would get to bounce on the trampoline.
Who bounced up on the trampoline to run you off?
Well, I mean, now what happened was,
come back here.
The trampolines were on ground level.
Right, exactly. Now we had that in San Antonio.
Right.
It was at a big park with the putt-putt and the go-karts.
And you had pea gravel, around them. And so you would be able to go in and you would bounce like that.
They'd
and had a chain link
in a hole. Yeah.
Yeah, chain link fence around it. And what was really cool is to go after rain. Because you bounce real hard and the water would come up.
Yeah.
Hello?
Now, just because it's sold at a store doesn't make it legal.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I cut him off. I didn't mean to
He's
do that.
He's talking about the chalk.
I know he was.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
there are a lot of things that are sold at stores that can be used in unlawful ways. Hello?
My trampoline cost $289. My medical bill was $5,900.
Yeah, there you go. Great ROI there, buddy. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, never go to one of those birthday parties at the Acrobats place because you get in that foam pit and you can never get out.
Help! Hello.
Yeah, Tom, that was over there by the rollercade. I went by there the last time I was there, and it's still there.
Wow.
Exactly.
I wonder if they've restrung the trampolines.
Exactly.
Same ones Tom bounced on.
Same old webbing in there.
Yeah. Been serving the Brazos.